We'll have the NCAA Beach Volleyball Championships for you this weekend from Gulf Shores, Alabama. 8 straight hours of early round coverage that starts this morning at 10 Eastern on ESPNU in the app. The national championship matches on Sunday at 1:30 Eastern on ESPN2. And welcome back to Get Up, coming to you live from the Seaport District in New York City, brought to you by Chase. I'm Ryan Smith in for Greeny. Got a lot to get to on the show, so let us please get up and address the Pack's problems. We're told that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay, but one former teammate says there is a way for the Pack to bring back their MVP. And if he does force his way out, our experts will tell you the dream team scenario for Aaron Rodgers. Plus, the battle for Los Angeles, well, it's looking more like a mass unit. Another injury for the Lakers in last night's potential playoff preview. When will AD be back? We'll talk about that and a lot more as we get up. And let us start in the world of the NBA with that game we were talking about, the Lakers and Clippers facing off. Anthony Davis right there at the beginning of the game, and the injury bug struck early on Thursday. Watch him right here. He goes up for the three. We're in just a couple minutes into the game. Airballs a three and falls. Now, there he is on the ground right there. Now, watch it again. He misses the jumper, but as he walks back, he trips over a video board near the court. He doesn't see that board. He rolls his right ankle. He finished 2 of 9 in the first quarter in 9 minutes. He didn't return for the rest of the game. The Lakers called it back spasms. Now, just over 2 minutes to play. Paul George, corner three. Steve Ballmer loving it. George had 24 in this one. Lakers were down 23 at halftime, under 4 minutes left in the third. And what do you think? Kawhi throwing down the one-handed jam. He had 15. Clippers blow out the Lakers, 118-94. Here's AD on his team.
I know the spirit in the locker room is still high. I mean, guys came in after the game and said, put it behind us. We got down to the ball. So guys are still great with their minds and their spirit about, you know, the rest of the season. And you know, for obviously, we're fighting for playoffs. And tomorrow's probably the biggest game. Back to the East game, so you know, guys are still optimistic, and we're still fighting, and guys' spirits are still high.
All right, spirits are high, but are they in trouble? Starting tonight on ESPN, they're facing Portland. The Lakers have 6 games remaining on their schedule. They're favored in 4 of those 6 contests. But they only have a 56% chance to earn a top 6 seed and avoid the play-in tournament. Let's talk NFL, shall we? It's been quite a year for Aaron Rodgers. Do you remember last year, 2020 draft, that moment right there? The Packers traded back into the first round to select quarterback Jordan Love, surprising just about everybody. Rather than getting help for Rodgers from the receiving core, Rodgers responded by having a career year, winning a third MVP, but Green Bay fell short in the postseason again, losing to Tom Brady in the Bucs. And then, fast forward to last Thursday, when Adam Schefter reported that Rodgers does not want to return to the Packers. Now, yesterday, one of his former Packer teammates, John Kuhn, offered this opinion.
If I use my business, the football business acumen, and see the tough spot that the Packers are in right now with that first-round pick that they used last year on Jordan Love, that's what makes me pull back a little bit. I still think it's somewhere around 70-75% that Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback for the Packers this year.
Interesting comments. Let's bring our guys in. Dan Graziano, Bart Scott, Jeff Saturday. Dan, I'll start with you. What is the latest out of Green Bay?
Yeah, the Packers are still trying to work to find solutions here. And in their ideal world, they do find a way to bring him back. They're not really taking people's trade calls at this point, and they're still hopeful that they can find some kind of resolution with Aaron Rodgers. I don't talk to too many people that have it nearly as high as John Kuhn's 70-75%. Sounds like Rodgers is pretty dug in, so we'll see where that ends up. Meantime, the Packers need to add a couple of quarterbacks if they're going to have enough for mini camp and training camp. So they're exploring the veteran market, maybe a free agent signing, maybe a trade for an available guy like a Gardner Minshew. And Jordan Love, who was their first-round pick last year, they have to work to get him ready in case he has to be the starter. So they'll get him as many reps as they possibly can once on-field work starts this spring, and try and get him up to speed to see if he's ready to take over if, in fact, Aaron Rodgers does not plan to return.
Jeff Saturday, I can't imagine 3 weeks ago anyone thought there would be a world that existed where we'd be talking about Aaron Rodgers not being in Green Bay, but you played with Aaron Rodgers. How do you see this whole thing playing out?
Listen, Ryan, this is a relationship business. I played center. I wasn't even a franchise quarterback. And before the Colts were going to take another center or a guard that could move the center, Howard Mudd, my offensive line coach, would at least let me know, right? It's just a respect thing. What ended up happening is you've made this a personal attack on Aaron Rodgers because you didn't clue him in. And you can think he's whining. You can think all these kinds of things about Aaron Rodgers. But he's a competitor, and he's done his absolute best for Green Bay for the past 16-plus years. So when you talk about why we're in this situation, it's on the Packers' side. They have to continue to extend the olive branch. They have to eat crow, give him an extension, make him the highest paid or whatever that number is, but ultimately just let the world know he's our guy for the next 5 years or whatever the number is that Aaron wants to play, because you put yourself in this situation. It could have been handled much better on the early part, even if you take Jordan Love, by the communication portion being improved. So would Aaron sit out? I absolutely believe he would sit out. Do I think it'll get there? No, because Green Bay understands they're right at the cusp of winning another Super Bowl. They've only gotten one under Aaron's, you know, tenure there. They want to get another one. It's time to get the deal done. Go make it happen.
Bart Scott, hear me out on this one. I can't tell you how many times I've heard athletes, even the best in the games that they play, say it's a business. I understand it's a business. But the popular sentiment here is that in some way the drafting of Jordan Love offended Aaron Rodgers and maybe precipitated all of this. May not be the only reason, but at least it's part of it. So when you look at the Aaron Rodgers situation, if that is the case, is there a little bit too much sensitivity here on his part? Because after all, it's a business, and no one expects to be, in a sense, treated in a way otherwise in many cases.
Well, no, not at all, because Aaron Rodgers is proceeding as himself as a business as well. He's the CEO of Aaron Rodgers, Inc. And what he's saying is, you don't determine when my career is over with Green Bay. I'm going to determine that. I understand that it's a natural out of my contract in 2022. I understand that you guys thought I was done. But I showed you with my MVP season that not so quickly, right? We heard Dan Grazi talk about, you know, he maybe had two seasons before the MVP season that wasn't up to typical Aaron Rodgers standards. But what he's saying is, you chose wrong. You thought I was done and you were making plans for the future, but I'm trying to tell you I'm the present and the future. I've only played, you know, I know I've been in the league 16 years, but I didn't play my first 3 years. There's a lot of tread left on these tires. Now I'm gonna tell you what, I'm gonna dictate where I go and when I play. And I want, he don't want money, he wants control. He wants respect. The same thing that we saw Russell Wilson say, hey, listen, if you guys want me to make the meal, let me buy some of the groceries. Let me tell you what I need to be successful. And what he needs to be successful is great receivers around him and also the ability to have some control on the personnel. He doesn't want to see Tom going over and be able to play, you know, reading GM for dummies. He wants to be able to say, hey, I want to be able to do it myself too. I want to be able to pick some of these pickers and play a little general manager. You didn't give me that respect, so let me move on. And that, where I go somewhere else, we know when great Hall of Fame quarterbacks go somewhere, they get all the power. You know what I mean? Because they're in a newlywed phase, so they're able to have more control and dictate more things in other places.
Krause, I saw you nodding your head. You want to jump in? Go ahead.
Now, I just think that's a really important point that Bart raises about control, because when we go back to last year, when Aaron Rodgers spoke about the Jordan Love pick for the first time, one of the things he said was, you know, his desire to finish his career, start and finish his career in the same place, was no longer in his control. So he's looking now and saying, I just had an MVP season. Maybe I did get some of that control back. Let's see, and let's see how much I actually do have. So if there's a resolution that brings him back to the Packers, it'll be a lot of it will be on Aaron Rodgers' terms. Just the question remains, how far down that road are the Packers willing to go to keep him happy? At this point, the relationship does seem to be broken, and I don't know how they bring it back. But I think that's important for people to remember here. It's not just hurt feelings, but it's the idea that, hey, maybe I did regain some control over my own career's destiny that I didn't have a year ago.
Interesting. So maybe he's testing out the leverage that he has. So Jeff Saturday, I'll leave it with you with this. And I'm going to play devil's advocate here, because I think the popular sentiment is you got somebody like Aaron Rodgers, he should have control. But if you're on the team side, you're saying we give him control. Now all of a sudden we're beholden to Aaron Rodgers for everything we do on the team. So how does that all play out?
No, listen, look at what happened with Peyton Manning in Denver. Look at what happened with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, right? He goes to a team with a very good both of them go to teams with very good defenses. They come in and they bring this culture to an organization, and all of a sudden these things are revamped. They're winning Super Bowls, playing in Super Bowls, you name it. So with Aaron, can Aaron Rodgers have that control and the team still be successful? Absolutely they can. This guy, he wants a legacy in Green Bay. He wants more Super Bowls in Green Bay. If you don't think that's true, you don't know Aaron Rodgers, right? His personality is competitive to win. He wants to win another championship. He understands he has a very good opportunity if he stays in Green Bay to do it. But if it's a control issue, give it up. He wants the best thing for the team the same way you do. He's not trying to cut his nose to spite his face, folks. He wants to win games. Give him the ability to do that.
Yeah, maybe it's a matter of just calling him up and saying, what do you want? Go ahead, Bart, real quick.
Yeah. It's like, who knows more about what Aaron Rodgers needs to be successful than Aaron Rodgers, right? And you can argue Aaron Rodgers knows more about football than LaFleur. They're about the same age, and he's seen it from a different perspective. So I understand this is your system, but I know what I need. I know what the type of players that I need. We saw that in Grunt. Did Grunt need another tight end? No, but they gave him one. Did he need another receiver? No, but they gave him one. So you got to give great players the opportunity to be great if you respect their football acumen.
All right, let's keep it in the NFL, guys, and go on the clock. 30 seconds with each of you. Graz, I'll start with you. Two first-round picks from the 2018 draft class have signed long-term extensions. What does that tell us?
It tells us Jeff Saturday is going to do a victory lap because both those guys are offensive linemen. And I go back a couple weeks ago before the draft when Hembo and I were working together on a piece about how frequently first-round picks hit, meaning get to a second contract with the team that drafted him. It's 43% overall in the first round. But of those, the best bet is the offensive linemen. 60% of first-round offensive linemen reach the second contract with their teams. Other guys from the 2018 first round will get their extensions. But the fact that the only two so far that have gotten them are offensive linemen, Frank Ragnow of Detroit and Colton Miller in Vegas, really stood out to me and to Hembo as well.
All right, Bart, can Cam Newton hold off Mac Jones for the starting job in New England?
I don't think so. I mean, you look at the New England roster, I think it's built to win the way that they won their first couple Super Bowls on defense and a run game. And I think they need pinpoint accuracy. And what Cam Newton has shown one flaw in his game is the fact that he starts skipping passes, that he's not as accurate as you need to be, and he's turning the ball over. We know that is a cardinal sin in New England. I think Mac Jones takes over for Cam Newton by the bye week. And I think Cam Newton, we've seen the last days as Cam Newton as a starter in this league. And it's sad to say.
All right, Jeff Saturday, which team had the most impressive offseason?
I'm going to give you two teams, right? I'm going Buccaneers and Chiefs, the two teams that we saw play for it all. I mean, listen, both these teams did what they need to do to give themselves an opportunity. If you think about Tampa Bay and what they did, they signed everybody. You heard Bart talk about it, right? These guys might be fat. They might be, you know, sitting on it, being excited because of all the accolades that are coming their way, but they're going to do it the right way. The Chiefs, I think Veach has done a great job revamping this offensive line. We saw the Patrick Mahomes turn into a mere human in the Super Bowl because of their offensive line. They addressed it. I think both teams address what they need to do to get back there, at least give themselves a chance to get back in the Super Bowl. I like what they've both done.
Once again, the rich get richer. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Coming up, more football. The Steelers have decided to run it back, but will the running game be the key to success next season? And we'll get back to Aaron Rodgers, but you know what? Enough rumors and reports. What is the dream scenario for the NFL's MVP? We're going to have that answer coming up on Get Up.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot. taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Back with you on Get Up, and time to play a little game of make or miss. We'll make some NFL playoff predictions. Jeff, will the Patriots make or miss the playoffs this season?
I'm going to say they're going to make it. Listen, I know all the opt-outs from last year. Defensively, guys are coming back. I think offensively, whether it's Mac Jones or Cam Newton, they'll protect the football. They'll be a more run-dominant, type football team. They understand how to win that way. That was like that in Tom Brady's early days. I think this team finds a way back. Don't bet Bill Belichick out of the playoffs.
Bart, let's talk Bears. Will they make or miss the playoffs?
Absolutely make the playoffs. And we don't know what's going to happen up in Green Bay. You know, with the acquisition of Justin Fields, that allows you to make defense have to play 11 on 11. We know how standing their defense is. And they got a guy that we're going to talk about a little later, man, that's serving up them pancakes that Jeff Saturday loves to eat. You know what I mean? So they're going to be physical. They got Allen Robinson, Marquise Godwin, and Tariq Cohen is coming back. It's going to be a lot of space used up on that football field.
And we know linemen love to eat. Jeff, will the Steelers make or miss the playoffs?
This is a tough one. I'm going to say they're going to miss, man. I mean, they're going to have to make some changes. Offensively, they're just not a physical football team. A bunch of their offensive line are going to have new pieces, center, tackle, you name it. So as you're looking at this football team, defensively, as good as they are, at some point their offense has to match up. I think they narrowly miss it. But it's tough to count out Mike Tomlin, as good as a coach as he is. But this team's got to find their way offensively.
Okay, and speaking of the Steelers, who you're calling to miss the playoffs, take a listen to what offensive tackle Alejandro Villanueva had to say about his former team this week after signing with the Ravens.
For us as an offensive line in Pittsburgh last year, it was incredibly challenging that we knew we had to go with these game plans that involved passing the ball potentially the entire game. And so the mentality, you know, when you have a balanced offense or when you run the ball, it's obviously better for the offensive line. I'm assuming it's not as fun for the wide receivers because they're not getting all the catches. They're making the TikToks and they're having fun on their social media.
So let's dive deeper into the expectations for the Steelers and some of that shade right there. We'll get
about?
Into that. Yeah, exactly. Well, Bart, do you agree with Jeff that they're going to miss the playoffs?
I think it's going to be tough. I never count them out. You talk about Mike Tomlin never having a losing season. And I think what they did is they went back on brand, right? They went out and they got Baby Gronk from Penn State, and they went and they got Najee Harris. And I think they understand they have to take a little bit off of Ben's plate because this rotator cuff got tired from all the passes that he was throwing. They used the short passing game as an extension. But listen, man, let's stop with these linemen crying. He's going to my hometown in Baltimore, the team that I played for. We don't want to hear that complaining because you might have to run the ball 30 times against a loaded 9-10-man box. And I don't want to hear you complain about everybody knew we were going to run, and they loaded the box, and I had to block 2 people. Shut up. Esprit de corps. You're supposed to be a former, Army vet. Toughen up, bucko.
Wait, but Bart, don't you know linemen have feelings, as you said? Producers, can we put up that visual of Jeff Saturday after that Colts loss again, where he looked like he was having some feelings there? Jeff, what do you make of this?
He was all in his feelings. Jeff is all in his feelings right there.
Listen.
Ralph Transman, man of sensitivity right there. Look at him. He all hurt.
Honestly, one of my worst losses of my career. Andrew Luck bringing them back. Reggie Wayne having like a career night. It was one of my boys, Wheezy, balling out. I ain't gonna lie, it stung. Next to the Super Bowl, I think that's my most painful loss. Even with Green Bay, I wanted to come in and beat the Colts. Just said they were sorry they let me go. But from when you're talking about offensive linemen, he is preaching now. As far as offensive linemen, you have to be a two-dimensional football team. If you go in one script, one way, you saw it. They went 11-0. Everybody's like, oh, they can do it this way. Nah. When you find better defenses, people who know how to script it, they're going to end up shutting this thing down. Balance will matter. And by the way, play, Bart, if you got to run it against an 8 or 9 man box versus throw it 50 times, every lineman's picking run it. Because, hey, look, we can only block one at a time. We ain't scared to say that guy's free, make the back, make a miss. We understand we're backpedaling, and them dudes are putting their head in our chest. We got more issues.
All right, Grouse, I want to bring you in.
We thought receivers were the divas. Who knew it was linemen?
Grouse, I want to bring you in because here's the other thing about the Steelers we talk about. All we heard last year was they need a running game, they need a running game, they need a running game. Yeah. What did they do in the first round? They drafted Najee Harris. That's their running game, right? But yet still people are counting out these Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's their running back. But as both these guys know, even regardless of how much fun Bart wants to make of Jeff, the running game works off the offensive line, right? I mean, the center retired. They're making other changes on the offensive line. I think there was some surprise around the league that they didn't address that position, the offensive line positions, earlier in the draft. Now, you know, they took a center late. Maybe he's somebody they like and can develop. We've seen later round centers have success in the league. But Pittsburgh needs to do more to rebuild its running game than just draft Najee Harris, as electrifying a player as he can be. I mean, I think a lot of people look at him as a guy that can help more in the passing game. So that might speak to continued reliance of Pittsburgh on the passing game as long as Ben Roethlisberger is back there, which, as last year showed, isn't necessarily the best way for them to be.
Yeah, you saw right there on the graphic, they got a lineman in the third round. That might not be enough. Go ahead, Bart.
You know, one thing I know about teams like the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers is you never count out who they have in a pipeline. When they lost Jason Gilden, Kevin Green, they just came with Joey Peasy. Then they come from Joey Peasy. Then they go with James Harrison, who we never heard of. So they always have people in the pipeline. What they are great at is developing talent. And just because we don't know about them yet doesn't mean that they don't have those positions solidified.
All right.
I was one of those guys once, and so was Jeff Saturday.
Good point. All right, guys. We'll be back talking more football. But first, let's run the bases, go over to the major leagues. Start with Shohei Ohtani. He continued his hot streak with his 10th home run of the season. However, the bullpen couldn't hold on to the lead, and they lost it off a wild pitch in the eighth. The Rays would win this one 8-3. The Angels have now lost 5 straight. And despite another home run by Giancarlo Stanton and a good outing by Gerrit Cole, Jose Altuve, well, he had the last laugh on his 31st birthday, hitting a 3-run homer right there in the eighth to help lead the Astros to a 7-4 victory over the Yankees. And then this surprising news, the Angels officially designated Albert Pujols for assignment, a formality before he becomes a free agent for the second time in his 21-year career. All indications are that Pujols wants to keep playing. He had 1 year remaining on his 10-year contract with the Angels. Now, if this is the end of the road for Pujols in his MLB career, there is little doubt that it leads to Cooperstown. He's one of 6 players ever to win 3 regular season MVPs and multiple World Series. The only player with more MVP awards, of course, is Barry Bonds with 7. Coming up, Vegas says the Lakers are still the team to beat for the NBA title. But the big question, LeBron and Anthony Davis, will they ever be healthy enough to pull it off?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Set him down is a keeper. That is a Tuesday staple.
Get some of this. Get some of that. Throw him out the club. Swagoo, throw him out the club. You see him? 1 pancake, 2 pancakes, 3 pancakes.
Ooh. A Jeff Saturday with us. Time for some sat him down. Time to hand out some pancakes. Let's eat, Jeff. Let's focus on the Bears trading up to grab second-rounder tackle Tevin Jenkins to protect Justin Fields.
Yeah, listen, all we like to do is talk about some quarterbacks. How about we talk about some offensive line? Watch Jenkins go back at there. Top of your screen has a little throw by, lets him go upfield. But here's the nasty part. Bam! Sits him down. Bart knows, hey, that defensive line was just in pursuit. Nah. I'm going to get a little steal action, put you on your back, and then stand over you, look at your sideline, and tell you what I'm all about. One pancake, because it was a little sucker move, threw him by, and then gave him the business late for one pancake for the first one. Now, this I love. He's going to have a little reroute, right? The defensive end tries to go inside. What does he do? Same arm, same leg. Gets back inside, puts him on his butt, and then gores him. You look at like a little bull with a little red cape, maybe. Go see that action on the ground. Go hit him. Jenkins finishes him on the ground. Two pancakes for a thing of beauty with some nastiness, and then five. And I showed this a few months ago, continue to show this one. Watch the fit and finish. Takes him, drives him, doesn't take him to his own sideline, takes him to that sideline. And look, when he finishes him in the sideline, you know that whistle's been blown about right here? He ain't stopping the leg churn. Hey, the freight train's already moving. I'm going to put you on your back. Three pancakes for Jenkins, finish him on the opponent's sideline, and then talking trash to everybody on the sideline. That's how old linemen do it, baby. Three pancakes, some nastiness for the Chicago Bears tackle.
What do you got, Bart? Throw in the towel.
Man, come on, man. Where's my teammates when the big dude jumping on me? Like, I need some help. I need an easy button. Come on, man. Like, come on, man. The Wizards, bro. Ref.
Bart, let me ask you. Has that ever happened to you? Has that ever happened to you? Let me just ask.
No, but one time I almost went night-night because I got greedy as a rookie. I got a couple sacks, and I never knew about the whole lineman blocking down, eyeing me, and I thought I had another sack coming, and apparently the coach probably cussed him out on the sideline. Yeah. My head hit the ground before the rest of my body did, but I got up quick, flash knockdown. Got up like Zab Judah.
So, Jeff, let me ask you this. Can Jenkins solve the Bears' O-line issues? Because they've had a lot of them.
Yeah, they do have a lot of them. Listen, when I look at Jenkins, I know he's going in, and Ryan Pace made mention of him potentially playing left tackle, right? They just released their left tackle from last year. When I look at this, he's more of an inside guy to me. I like him inside. Maybe at right tackle, he's the guy there, but then you have a Fetty, you're going to put him at left. So I'm interested to see how this thing works out. When they talk about having a competition and him playing right and left, I like Jenkins being a tackle in college, but more as a guard on the inside. If they keep him at tackle, I'm not sure it satisfies the issues. The one good thing you have, though, with Nagy and Justin Fields is they can move the pocket, which sometimes helps outside offensive linemen, especially the tackles, be able to kind of take a break where they can step and hinge. They don't have to do as much true pass blocking. So it all depends on how they move that West Coast from Nagy with Justin Fields behind them.
Certainly can't wait to see him and Justin Fields play for that Bears team. All right, guys, we'll be right back with you. But first, let's run the floor. And, it was another day, another 30-point night for Steph Curry. It's like ho-hum at this point. He would finish with 34 points, and the Warriors would roll past the Thunder 118-97. The Warriors move into eighth place in the Western Conference. And it was superstar versus superstar when Kyrie and the Nets took on Luka and the Mavs. Kyrie would lead the game with 45 points. However, Luka and the Mavs pulled away, winning at 113-109, the Nets have now lost four straight. The Wizards needed OT to defeat the Raptors 131-129. Russell Westbrook finished with another triple-double. Westbrook is one triple-double shy of tying Oscar Robertson for the most triple-doubles all time. And Anthony Davis was ruled out of the second half of a 118-94 Lakers loss to the Clippers because of back spasms. Davis, along with LeBron James, is another Lakers star who made the return from a long-term injury only to go back on the mend with the regular season quickly slipping away. So happy to have Kendrick Perkins now with us. And Kendrick, I got to ask you, as of this morning, how much trouble do you feel the Lakers are in?
They're in a lot of trouble right now. Look, it's only six games left in the season for the Los Angeles Lakers, and they're not even close to healthy. When you look at Anthony Davis, to me, he was just starting to find his rhythm last game, and now he's went out again. He's planning to play tonight, but he's still not 100%. LeBron James is only 65%. Dennis Schroeder is in protocol right now. So, and when you look at what's happening, it's not like your typical season where guys are able to come back and have practice and be able to have some 5-on-5 scrimmaging in practice before games. No, games are their practice. And I keep telling people, you could do all the wind sprints you want. You could do all the shooting that you need to do, the skills work that you can. Nothing gets you ready like playing the game of basketball. So in order to be able to have that workload on your legs and be able to get your rhythm back, you have to play the game of basketball.
It's the perils of that truncated season. So if LeBron and AD are not at or at least somewhere near 100% come playoff time, are they still your favorites to come out West?
I mean, come on now. Hey, listen. They are done. There's no way. If they're not close to healthy, their ceiling is the second round. Now, you know, you have to look at what LeBron James and Anthony Davis had to do last year in the bubble in order for the Lakers to win their championship, right? LeBron James almost had to average a 30-point triple-double. Anthony Davis was looking like a baby Shaquille O'Neal, you know, down low, the way he was killing. They put up historical numbers, and they were healthy. So this is how much they have to bring to the table in order for this Los Angeles Lakers team to win another title. And I'm not saying that it couldn't be done or it can't be done, but it's damn sure not going to be done if both of those guys are not 100%.
Okay, I just want to ask you this because I think a couple weeks ago I would have been stunned to hear you say that, but now I wonder, with them possibly slipping into the play-in tournament, do you see them getting out of the first round or the early rounds at that point, given where they are right now?
No, I really don't. I really don't. And look, if LeBron James and Anthony Davis is 100%, they're my clear-cut favorite. But they're not. And when you look at the teams that are in the Western Conference that are at the top of the charts, the Clippers, the Utah Jazz, the Phoenix Suns, the Denver Nuggets, and even the Portland Trailblazers, it is extremely difficult in the Western Conference. And without a healthy LeBron James and Anthony Davis, their ceiling with them not being healthy is the second round. That's their ceiling. They may get bounced in the first round because they need those two guys. And you know my saying, they need Anthony Davis and LeBron James healthy like old people need soft shoes and preferable New Balances, okay?
They are nice, aren't they? I would prefer some New Balances right now. All right, Big Perk, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
All right. Our Friday doubleheader right here on ESPN in the app. Look at this one. The Celtics square off against the Bulls at 7:30 Eastern. Then it's AD and the Lakers. They're in Portland to take on Dame and the Blazers. Now, if you have a couple minutes today, I want you to go ahead and Google the name Jaylen. What comes up immediately is sort of these who's who of athletes, right? Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, Gonzaga star Jalen Suggs are just two of many. So where did their names come from? A good friend of ours who shares the story of his name and the woman who created it.
You know, when they ask what's your name, my name is Jalen, you know, like Jalen Rose or after Jalen Rose, I've gotten about 50 different spellings of my name.
Whenever I see Jalen, if it's spelled J-A-L-E-N, I'm like, that's the correct way to spell it.
If you have a Y in your name, like you're spelling it totally the wrong way.
It's truly an honor. It definitely has a different level of prestige now that I lost my mom because she created the name. She gave me a sense of pride in the name that it was going to propel me to greatness. With her not being here and the name going to live long beyond both of us, I just want to make sure that people know that Jeannie Rose created that name.
Coming up, is it more likely that Aaron Rodgers plays another day or walks away from the game altogether? We'll talk about that when we come back.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Back with you on Get Up. And in case you've been living under a rock and haven't heard, well, you know what? Even if you have been living under a rock, I know you've heard. Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. So we gave our analysts the assignment of picking their dream team for Aaron Rodgers to play for this season. Let's bring back Graz, Jeff, and Bart. Okay, Graz, let me start with you. Who is your dream team for Aaron Rodgers?
I know I'm going to get beat up for this. It's the Packers. That's the best team for Aaron Rodgers to be on. And if he doesn't realize that, then he's letting his personal feelings overcome his desire to win another Super Bowl before he's done. I know he's supposed to get the respect, and they're supposed to tell him who they're drafted. And every player that we have come on this show says the same thing about how Aaron Rodgers has been mistreated and he hasn't been given enough to work with. The idea that he hasn't been given enough to work with is false and unsupported by facts. The best roster he could possibly be on next year is the one he's already on.
Okay. Jeff, who you got?
I mean, he's a dream killer, bro. How about I was going California dreaming. I was thinking possibly the Rams, but instead I went to the 49ers. Look, man, like, think about he and Shanahan and John Lynch, their GM out there building this team. Defensively, they are absolute studs. You look offensively, they have a run game. And Aaron Rodgers might be the best to ever do it when he's moving outside the pocket, whether he's moving to his left or his right. Off-schedule plays are where he thrives. I mean, when you look at this, that would have been the dream team, in my opinion. I know they leveraged the whole organization for Trey Lance, but I would have loved to see Aaron Rodgers in the 49ers uniform.
All right, Bart, who you got?
For me, it's the Denver Broncos. Remember when Aaron Rodgers won the championship? He had Greg Jennings. He had Greg Jennings, James Jones, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver. When you look at what Denver can offer him, they can offer him Noah Fant, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Kamler, Melvin Gordon, Courtland Sutton. That gives him all the weapons that he's been successful with. And you think about Denver on the other side of the ball. They're one of the stout defensive teams in the league, and they offer Melvin Gordon. And also, they drafted Javonte Williams, which is one of the best young talented running backs in the game right there. I know they'll lose some of that, probably give up Teddy Bridgewater, two future ones, but they still have Patrick. They can give up Patrick Surtain because they still have Ronald Darby and Kyle Fuller. So they'll be able to still supplement that and give up some talent, but be able to still be able to put a great roster around Aaron Rodgers. And we know that John Elway cannot draft a quarterback, but he can use a refurbished one. He can win Super Bowls with that. We know that for sure.
Well, look, guys, I'm going to go a little off the beaten path here, and I'm going to say the Atlanta Falcons. And let me tell you why. We talked about this all show. Aaron Rodgers has the money. He's got everything he could want in life. To me, at this point, it's about fun for Aaron Rodgers. He wants to go out there and sling it. And so you got Calvin Ridley, you got Kyle Pitts, you got Julio Jones. It's going to be nothing but fun. Every Sunday, I'm going to throw 450, 500 yards, have a good time. And this is not a bad team. Who knows? They could make a run. I know Bart's laughing at me, but I got to tell you. Look, if I'm a quarterback and I've had everything I can have in the league, I want to have fun.
They can't stop no damn body, though, so you're still going to be taking them hot L's. You're going to be looking like Bradley Beal out there in Washington, putting up 40s, not winning nothing.
Look, a little 52-45 game ain't going to hurt anybody. There's nothing wrong with that. And maybe you could string some of those together. Who knows where this goes? But, guys, I like your picks. Look, he could end up in any one of these places or, I think, a place that maybe none of us expect. So we will see how that plays out. Now, let's talk about this. We know how this might go. It's going to be a good fight. UFC Fight Night tomorrow from the Apex in Las Vegas. It's another exciting matchup. Our women's main event card features Marina Rodriguez squaring off against Michelle Waterson. The prelims start at 5 Eastern on ESPN+. Followed by the main card at 8 Eastern on ESPN and ESPN Plus. Just to get ESPN Plus, you just go to ESPNplus.com or download the ESPN app. So the man we can't stop talking about, will he stay or will he go? Where will Aaron Rodgers' future be? And what if it doesn't involve football? Think about that.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Delighted you've chosen to get up with us. We are jam-packed.
I got something you want.
You got your Miami South Beach look.
It is certainly going to be daggum interesting.
Amen, Greeny.
Go ahead and do what you do.
It's sports, love. We do it all here.
I had a wardrobe malfunction today. The jokes are running fast and furious in everybody's head. How about that for Betty? I watched Terry Bradshaw as a child. And by the way, I was the child, not he.
Greeny, you're not that old.
I look 42. I'm actually 71. Look at the face we put of Mel up there.
If he didn't have the draft to focus on, I don't know what he'd be doing. I'm scared.
Mel Kiper is not a human being.
Everybody says that, Greeny.
It is great to be back.
It's way harder to win a championship in the NBA than it is in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
What is happening?
Who is your favorite Marvel superhero?
I was always a Spider-Man guy.
Captain America. That's what I feel like I'm most like.
You got to go with Iron Man. I'm charismatic, handsome, intelligent. I'm kind of like Iron Man.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Well, we'll have the NCAA Beach Volleyball Championships for you this weekend from Gulf Shores, Alabama. 8 straight hours of early round coverage. It starts this morning at 10 Eastern on ESPNU and the app. The national championship match is Sunday at 1:30 Eastern on ESPN2. And First Take, of course, coming up next. Just how far can LeBron and AD carry the Lakers? Injuries and all. Plus, where should Aaron Rodgers want to go? Stephen A., Max, and Molly are live. Right after Get Up.
To all the non-believers.
How did that?
To all the non-believers.
I can't wait till the day I make it. I can't wait.
We're a good football team. They can't stop a nosebleed.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
No, I can't wait.
Last time I did this with Bart, it was just him saying can't wait. Now he's got a theme song with piano and everything. Wow, look at how things change. All right, so Bart, with the draft behind us, let's get to something Bart Scott cannot wait, for going into this season. Bart, go ahead. Start with what you have on the Cowboys.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of things I can't wait for, but I'm going to start with the Cowboys. Listen, I want to know if Dan Quinn has fixed this offense, this defense, because we know last year they couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight, but they went out and they fought off the opportunity to go get Kyle Pitts. They added Michael Parsons. They added Kelvin Joseph. That should give him tremendous playmaker on the outside. And also Dexter Lawrence, Demaris Lawrence, I'm sorry. If he can get back to rushing the passer, this is a team that should be able to contend, because we know that their offense is big. Big time. So I can't wait to see if the Cowboys defense can bust a grape.
What about the Cardinals?
And then secondly, I want to see if the Cardinals have closed the gap on that division. I think, they had one of the best offseasons, then followed that up with a tremendous draft. Like I said before, I believe that Zaven Collins is the best, defender in this draft. They got him. They got J.J. Watt. They got Chandler Jones coming back. They're able to get a guy like Rondale Moore that's going to be a nightmare in space inside of that system. I'm excited to see if they have closed the gap, and arguably could they be the best team within that division.
What about the Bills?
Oh, man, well, finally, the Bills. Maybe take that next step? Have they closed the gap on the Kansas City Chiefs? Now, we talk about the Kansas City Chiefs and their much-improved offensive line, but what did the Bills do in the offseason? They tremendous to build their roster, but they went out in the draft, and they went out and got, two great pass rushers, Boogie Basham, and they also went and got Rousseau from the University of Miami to add a much-needed pass rush to be able to contend so they can continue to grow as a team. Can they take the next step? Can Josh Allen have that MVP season like he had last year and take the next step and maybe take over Kansas City?
This team got so much better during the draft. We will see how this plays out during the season. All right, Bart, let's go back to the biggest story in the NFL as we speak, Aaron Rodgers. Yesterday on Get Up, Ryan Clark had this very interesting opinion when discussing how long he thinks Rodgers may play in the NFL. Just take a listen to this.
When we spoke about Peyton Manning, what was it? It was about how cerebrally he approached the game, his study, right? His work, his dedication to the sport of football. We never talk about that with Aaron Rodgers. Maybe there's something that goes on in that building that says, you know what? Once he's not one of the best throwers of the football we've ever seen, then his love for the game, his dedication for the game isn't the same that allow him to play till 45.
Okay, so let's bring back in Graz, Jeff, and Bart again. Jeff, I'll start with you. You played with Peyton Manning. You played with Aaron Rodgers. Talk about the similarities. Give us some experiences that show the similarities and differences between those two Hall of Fame-type quarterbacks.
Yeah, we just start in the huddle, right? Like when you get a play off the sideline that a quarterback doesn't like, if Peyton got a play he didn't like, he would look back at the sideline and give him the no way, we're going to run a different play. Or he'd call his own play in the huddle and get us to the next way. Aaron in the huddle, he would get a bad call from Mike McCarthy. He'd give me the eye roll, or he'd be like, why are we doing this again? But then he would go out and make the most of the play. So as you look at this, both those guys found a way to be successful just in very different ways. But they are completely different personality-wise, right? I mean, Peyton was much more of a type A. He's a driver. Aaron is much more passive or passive aggressive, honestly, in both lights. But he just has that mentality. He's going to go out and be competitive. He's just not as vocal about it. So can this guy continue to play, though? I do disagree with RC. This guy can play another 5 years, I mean, and be very successful at it. He has an arm like none of the greats that we talk about, whether it be Brady, Breeze, or Manning. He has something different that allows him to play. Whether he studies the game, doesn't study the game, he will continue to be successful. So I think as you look at Aaron Rodgers, you bet that he's got five more years in him.
But Dan, I think about what he's going through right now, what he wants, how he seems to be digging in. At least we hear that from afar. So is he the kind of guy who can, despite all the greatness that he puts out there on the field, could actually walk away if he doesn't get what he wants?
Well, I mean, look, I don't know the man personally. I certainly don't know him as well as Jeff Saturday does, but I mean, what I do know is he's made more than enough money, and he does seem to have, you know, off the field interests that, you know, he was just hosting Jeopardy for a couple of weeks. So there are definitely other ways he can go if he decides to do that. Everything I've been told about Aaron Rodgers the last couple of years is he'd like to try and win one or two more Super Bowls, that he understands his legacy and his place in the history of the game and wants to augment that. That's all secondhand from people who know him and have talked to him, but we haven't heard from him directly since this all started, and when we do, we usually learn a lot about what he's thinking. So I look forward to the next time we do hear him speak and address all these issues that are going on, whenever that may be.
And look, Bart, Jeff talked about a little bit of passive aggressiveness there. What do you think Aaron Rodgers needs to do to tell Green Bay, this is what I want, this is what I need to have happen in order to stay here and have the team I want?
Well, he tried to do it behind the scenes. He tried to say that he wants a little bit more power, a little bit more control about the roster. He wants to be included in some of the decision-making. But, you know, what Aaron Rodgers got to do is get his hands dirty a little bit. He has to put the pressure on the organization publicly and win the hearts of the fans and say, hey, listen, this is an organization that's owned by the fans. I had a call on my radio show, said he was an owner, and then it sounded like he was hiding in a closet at his real job. So he's got to make sure that he's able to get his hands dirty and win the hearts of the fans to put the public pressure on him.
That can be the thing. He might have to step up and say, this is what I need, or he may end up elsewhere. Maybe that's what he wants. Thank you so much, guys. Great job today. First Take is next. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We love you so much. See you next week.